Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With you weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for hanging out on this Tuesday morning, licking our wounds a little bit as far as the NFL goes. It's been a rough start. We're heading into week number three, but week number four in college football is here. Now from Fox Sports, our guy Chris Felica at Chris Felica. You follow him on X, and you watch him every single weekend. Bear, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I fortunately steered clear of a lot of the NFL carnage. I hated the card this week, and like the only real bet that I made was the Titans team total under 16.5. And then, of course, you're down 33-16 with 2.5 minutes to go when you have no chance of scoring. Why not kick a field goal to cut the lead from 33-16 to 33-19? Because we all know you're going to recover two onside kicks in the final 2.5 minutes. So, yeah, that was my NFL real bet this week. But, yeah, I think I did a lot better than other people who are on the wrong side of a lot of crap.
We were talking yesterday about trying to figure out the top of the college football mountain, and depending on how you ask the question, you could get a different answer, right? Who's the best team? Who's the highest power-rated team? Who would you bet to win the title? Those could all be different questions with different answers. But I guess let's stick to this, and you take it wherever you want. Who's the most complete team through 3 weeks? Who do you think it is?
I think the most complete team, when you look at offense, defense, special teams, and kind of look at the wins that they have and how they've looked, I hate saying it, but I think it's Miami. I know Ohio State has their supporters, but their offense did not look good at all against Texas. Now, granted, Texas has one of the best defenses in the country, but I think if you look at what Miami has done up front on both sides of the ball, Carson Beck has been everything that we were told he was going to be during the offseason. The win against Notre Dame is still a good win. I don't care that they're 0-2. They're still a very good, highly power-rated type team. And they took care of the national darling last week, USF, in dominant fashion. And now you have a chance this week to put the death knell in Florida season. You got a week off before you go to Tallahassee. But I think right now, if you're just taking a snapshot of the season, it's hard to say that Miami wouldn't have a very good case to being that team. And to take it to another level, like, they're still a great bet to win the national title, make the playoff. Like, I still don't think the market is caught up to how good Miami is.
I'm concerned about Mateer, so I'm thinking Oklahoma, because Auburn's in their way to a 5-0 start here. 6.5-point favorite against Auburn. What is your early read on that matchup?
I'm looking for a reason to bet Auburn here. I think Jackson Arnold going back to Norman this week. I think that Auburn defense, last week they had the predictable kind of look-ahead type sleepy spot against South Alabama, but they got it done. The Auburn wide receivers are excellent. And I think they already have a little bit of road toughness in them that they went to Baylor and beat Baylor in Waco. And I'll be curious to see if Oklahoma's running game can really get it going against a legitimate team, unlike what we saw against Temple. I mean, it would give them all full marks for going on the road to Temple and Paul and just dominating them from the start. But you look at the Michigan game, you look at the opening game of the year, they haven't really run the ball. So maybe if Ott comes back healthy. But I'm looking for every reason to take Auburn plus 6.5. And I'm sure, like everybody else out there, as soon as 7 pops, they're going to jump on it.
If Illinois upsets Indiana, Bear, you're going to be live on the scene in Champaign for an undefeated Illinois-USC game. And they're going to be really excited to get you there after the way we've talked about Illinois on our show. This line, though, I mean, they're basically saying that Illinois and Indiana are equal on a neutral. And as much fun as we have with Illinois on Bear Bets, I don't know that this line is right. And I'm in such a mental pretzel here because we've been making fun of Illinois, but right. I still have Illinois better than Indiana. And I could never quite get to Indiana -5 at home. Where are you at on this one?
Yeah, this will be a game that I will not be betting. I can assure you of that. It does look a little high, but the fact that it does look a little high actually would concern me in a sense that it's high for a reason and they're comfortable going into the game, needing Illinois as a road dog. I can see this. This reminds me a little bit of the Nebraska game last year in Bloomington when everyone was looking to knock Indiana. Oh, they hadn't beaten anybody. They don't have any wins. Nebraska, live dog on the road coming there. And Indiana just absolutely annihilated them. I think the one thing we need to look at again, and I know you and I and Jeff have been joking about it on Bear Bets, is the Illinois offensive line. I mean, Duke was in their backfield the entire first half until it just got out of hand in the fourth quarter after all the turnovers. I think Indiana's going to be able to generate a good bit of pressure on Altmyer and that offense. We'll see if they can do it again. If Indiana doesn't turn the ball over, they should win this game. But, again, I'm spooked by Illinois. They got the win against Duke in the turnovers, and they beat us with a late cover last week. So I will not be betting. It's funny. Somebody actually, in reaction to my top 10 out there on Twitter, was like, if we beat USC and Indiana, you're going to finally have us in the top 10? Yeah. Well, what you've done so far is fine. If you've won every game you're supposed to as a favorite, you win these two next games as a dog. Those are the types of games that shape the narrative of your season. So massive 2 weeks coming up for those who believe in Illinois and those who still are a little bit on the fence.
So Florida was a 7.5-point road dog at LSU. We saw the Brian Kelly rant after the game. Don't worry, everyone. He apologized to the reporter. And this week, Florida is a 7.5-point road dog. Now they get to go to Miami. You talked about the Canes, how they're still a little underrated in the market a little bit. What do you think about this number of 7.5?
It concerns me. It reminds me a little bit of what we saw before the game last week there, where we got some 9.5s at LSU, and then the number came down as people wanted to buy potentially low on Florida. And Florida had every chance to win that game. It was just that DJ Lagway continued to turn the ball over and threw 5 picks. I worry about Florida not having the wide receiver type depth to really hurt Miami. Like Lagway is not going to be a dink and dunk kind of guy. Screens underneath, he's going to look to go deep. And with the injuries they have at wide receiver with Baker, and then the portal guys that they brought in not really doing that job, I don't know if it's a great matchup. But if that offensive line can really hold up with Miami, I can see this being another under type game, because I do think Florida's defense is good, and they gave Nussmeier and that LSU offense all the problems in the world last week. The biggest difference with LSU and Miami, though, is Miami has a legitimate running game, and they're going to get Jordan Lyle back this week in addition to Fletcher and Charlie Brown. So if I had to make a play on this game, it would probably be a Florida team total under. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere around 17 or so, and I would look to go under that, because I think that Miami defense is going to have a very, very good time against that Florida offensive line.
I get power ratings, not rankings, ratings. These are Vegas numbers, point spread numbers. I get them from multiple bookmakers in Vegas. And the two that I have so far this week both have Texas on line four. And I can't wait to put my ratings out in a day or two and have Texas maybe on line five. And I'm going to get crucified because Arch Manning's a bust. And that's just, it's that simple. Defensively, though, it's a lot to like there. Where do you have Texas? I know rankings and ratings are different, right, but is it crazy to think that Texas is still a top five team in the eyes of Vegas?
No, and I think if you look at any of those teams, like say in the top seven, you could jumble them in any order and there really wouldn't be that much. Like as we saw, Texas, despite Arch not having a great game and their offense struggling, they might have won in Columbus week one. Just had some terrible red zone trips and came up empty on fourth down a couple of times. So defensively, they're great. The only concern I have is Arch is there a look, I know Sark has kind of downplayed the talk chatter about him having an elbow injury, but I heard differently. I've heard that he was not 100% going to that Ohio State game, and now maybe there's a little bit of the yips, and he's a little concerned about an injury and just kind of not that it could be potentially a long-term deal, but he's kind of just make up for not feeling 100%. So, look, they're going to have to get right, though, when they play Red River in a couple of weeks, because that will their defense will have a challenge that day against Mateer and that Oklahoma offense. So he's going to need to get through this, and I think he will. He's a smart kid, a good kid. But, yeah, now, anyone, if you've got Texas four or five or even three or whatever, I wouldn't have an issue with that. The team that I would have an issue with, if you happen power rated that highly, and I'm sure we'll have a conversation about this Thursday, and you know where I'm going to go, is Penn State. Like, I don't know what you could have seen from Penn State the first 3 weeks of the season. Now, the only reason you have Penn State that high on your rankings is because you thought they would be good before the year started. I mean, they played with their food against two overmatched opponents the last couple of weeks. Aller has been as pedestrian as we've known that he's been the previous couple of years. They have had trouble finishing drives, settling for a lot of field goals against nobodies. They get a week off this week, and then they get Oregon coming to town for the whiteout on the 27th in a game that we're going to find out a lot more about both teams. So we'll see if Penn State. What do you think of Penn State 3.5 in that game?
Yeah, maybe four. We'll see. We could be surprised with a four or 4.5. We'll find out, right?
Yep.
But I'm looking at these numbers right now. One guy's got Penn State third. Another one's got them second. So that's how they feel. I mean, they have a high power rating, but they haven't played to it. And I wonder, do they just not care yet? I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just trying to see the logic there.
That's a perfectly reasonable expectation. When you're playing against overmatched, it's hard to get motivated and excited. But at the same time, I will say for teams like Oklahoma playing Temple, Miami playing Bethune-Cookman, Alabama against the nobody that they had before, was kind of like these teams that we think are really good have gone out and taken care of business against overmatched teams and left no doubt. Whereas that Penn State had trouble completing a pass against Villanova at times, and then the FIU game, which I think was 24-0 in the fourth quarter before they put on a couple of late scores. So we'll see. Again, nothing Penn State does outside of Ohio State and Oregon truly matters.
All right, a couple more minutes here with the Bear. Chris Felico of Fox Sports, Joe O, Sammy P. And all three of us are in a good position early on with the Heisman Trophy odds. But we were throwing out the idea, okay, if we were going to add, if we were looking to strengthen our position a little bit, is there someone with a little bit of value? Like I threw out the idea of my Ava, Sam brought up Morton over at Texas Tech. Is there anybody down the board that you think, you know, with the schedule, opportunities to impress, where maybe you would take a look-see?
The trouble is, if you're looking at, like, the Marcel Reed number obviously is gone after the win at Notre Dame, but I just see a lot of those SEC teams finishing 9-3 or so. And if you have a Dante Moore or a Carson Beck that goes 11-1 or 12-0 when they win their respective leagues, are you really going to give it to Mateer if OU goes 9-3 or A&M goes 9-3, like Garrett Nussmeier isn't fully healthy. Gunnar Stockton at Georgia, like that defense, I think there are more questions now with Georgia after that win than there are than there were going into it, because I thought their defense might actually have turned a corner, but clearly they got problems in the back seven. But the bet that I would make right there is Dante Moore, and I talked about it on Big Noon last week. I think he was 14-1 on Saturday. Now he's come down a little bit, but if they go to Penn State and win, you're going to see him probably plus 700, plus 750 right there with Carson Beck, because they're going to be a significant favorite in every single game the rest of the year. So we'll find out. DeCorian Moore, their wide receiver, I heard suffered a hip pointer at practice yesterday, so we'll see. He probably won't play against the Beavers this weekend, and hopefully he'll be back for Penn State. That would be a big loss if they didn't have him next week in Happy Valley. But I think between the bets that we us three have on Carson Beck, and then I picked up Mateer with a couple of bonus bets right after the Michigan game, and obviously I didn't get the best price, but I think we're probably in a pretty good spot right now. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. We got like 30 seconds, Bear. We asked you a bunch of sides. Is there a side that you're on you know you're going to bet as we get closer to kickoff?
I'm looking to bet Auburn. I'm looking to bet potentially Nebraska, and I hate myself for that. Nebraska losers of, what, 30 straight games against ranked teams or whatever the hell it is. And I like Rutgers on Friday night. That Iowa offense on the road is not going to be a pretty sight. So, yeah, three dogs there I think I'm looking to get on right now.
All right, good stuff. The Bear, Chris Felica, check him out at Fox Sports. Check out Bear Bets, and you can hear Sammy P on there as well. Bear, maybe next time we'll squeeze in some Survivor talk. Nothing to talk about so far. No. Sam's the only one that's out.
Not at all. Thanks, Giants.
Yes, thank you so much. The Bear, Chris Felica, Joe O, Sammy P. This is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Listener voicemails, ones that can actually make the air. Those are coming up. Joe O, Sammy P. Thank you, Chris Felica, for hanging out on the show. We're going to talk about some futures. All right, Sam, we kind of spelled this out. Last week, the Eagles win. They're a slight favorite. Everybody was on them. The public, at least, was. You had Mahomes as a dog. By the way, it's happened twice now in his career. He's been a home dog, and he lost both of them. Did not cover either of them now. Huge sample size there. But we said, what if the Chiefs are 0-2? We kind of want the Chiefs to be 0-2 so we can bet them to win the West. Now, last night, the Chargers go out and they take care of business against the Raiders, who's never really in doubt. So the Chargers off to a 2-0 start. They win in Brazil. They come back. They get a divisional win against the Raiders. Now some books have them as an odds-on favorite. BetMGM has the Chargers as a plus 110 division favorite. Broncos lose a tough game. They're 3-1. Win week one, close game. Lose week two. There are the Chiefs. The highest number I see is plus 300. I've told you before the season, hey, in a couple of weeks, you can get the Chiefs at 3-1 to win the division. I think everybody's jumping on it, but the situation has certainly changed without Worthy and without this offense having any explosive plays here. So 3-1, 3-1. Willing to bite or thinking?
Thinking, for sure. I was hoping to get 10-1 to win the AFC. That's not going to happen. Best number I see on that is 7. I'm thinking anything you're doing with Kansas City has to be down the road stuff. It's not necessarily a week to week thing. Like, I don't get excited to lay 6 with them on the road against the Giants. I don't. But when you think about the Chiefs as currently constructed, it's not giving them the full benefit of the doubt because they don't have their two best receivers right now. So after the Rice suspension is over and after Worthy heals up, the offense looks a lot better. I mean, right now, Hollywood Brown is their number one receiver, and he's just not a number one on a good team, let alone a team that's supposed to contend for a Super Bowl. But when you bring back Rice and Worthy, it allows everybody to kind of go back into their intended roles. And then Kelce becomes the fourth option, technically. Now he's the second option. And because they have no passing weapons down the field, they can't run the ball. So there's no versatility to the offense. And you could see Andy Reid. I mean, I watched the game. Andy Reid is going down the menu trying to find anything that hits. And it's just not happening right now. But the schedule, I mean, after the first 2 weeks, the schedule is much easier over the next stretch. I mean, you know, you got Baltimore. Baltimore is not easier. But if you play the next, you know, play out the next 5 games, Giants, you should win. Jags are on there. They're going to win that one. And then you get the Raiders at home. The Lions game is going to be very interesting because by that point, you got Worthy back. Rice has gone, what, 6 games? Is it 6-game suspension?
I believe so.
So he'll miss that game too. So he comes back after the Lions game to take on the Raiders. But they could be 3-3 easily. So now you're 3-3, and what's that price, right? I look at – I don't know about the division because I had so many questions. When they actually put out the Chiefs at minus 110 to win the West, I thought that seems like a trap. In the summer, they had Chiefs minus 110, and they've been minus 150, minus 170. So for them to hang a minus 110, you knew something was up. And here we go. Now they're 253-1. I'm intrigued by the West. I like the playoff number. I mean, they're minus 190 to make the playoffs. I don't maybe want to lay that straight, but if you hook that with something else, let me build a parlay here while you talk. Chiefs to make the playoffs with something, and we alleviate the juice. They're going to make the playoffs. If they don't, I'll be shocked. And even at 0-2, they're minus 190 at BetMGM to make the playoffs.
Worthy should be back soon. He's been on the field trying to work his way back. So I don't think this is a long-term thing. However, after week 6, I think we can make the case that they could be 2-4. You threw out the idea of 3-3. I think 2-4 because of Baltimore and Detroit on that schedule is certainly possible. That's the part that scares me. Are we starting to see it flipped the other way. And what I'm talking about, one score games, we knew it was going to end. So it ended after 17 straight wins. Week one, one score loss. Week two, one score loss. So now they go 17 games without losing a one score game. And now they've just lost back to back one score games. Don't think they'll have a one score game on their hands against the Giants, as you mentioned, but certainly could against Baltimore. If they're 3-3, 2-4, is the number better than 3-1?
It depends. It really depends on what the Chargers do, right? I mean, if the Chargers start 5-0, 6-0, you know, you're going to be chasing that down the rabbit hole the entire season. Again, I don't know that they're going to win the West. I feel pretty good about them making the playoffs, though. And here I am at BetMGM and other books trying to parlay, like, Chiefs to make the playoffs and Ravens to win the division. They will not let me do that. They know better. They know better. I literally tried to do it at BetMGM and two other books, and I cannot do it. So I just checked bills. Ravens to win the North, Chiefs to make the playoffs. No, sir. No soup for you. Damn. They're on to you. They're on to you. You feel that good about Jared Goff going into Arrowhead and winning?
I'm not calling my shot. I'm just saying it's certainly possible.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, which Detroit team is going to show up? I have no idea. No idea. And week one, it was trash. Week two, it was a track meet. They kicked the crap out of the Bears. So what are they moving for? Are they just going to be a home team? Are they going to be a team you might want to go against on the road? Or did they just run into Green Bay, a team that's going to be the best in the NFC? I mean, maybe. So we're still trying to figure things out. I don't know that I completely trust Detroit yet. I think a lot of people say, told you so, bounce back at home. We all knew this was happening. I don't think it's quite that easy with Detroit.
So let me ask you the question about laying a price. And people that watch our show, listen to our show, know that we are not big juice people. We don't even feel good about laying 130. But at the right price, I'll lay something. I remember telling you when Jake Paul was fighting Tyson, like, Joe, minus 190 is, for me, is something I just have to do, and I have to do it a ton. Because I had a guy in Vegas tell me that the line should have been minus 1,000. But all the Tyson money kept running it down. Now, it's different because that's a boxing match and people love the dogs. But from a price standpoint, Jake Paul was minus 190 to beat Tyson. And look how that turned out. The Chiefs are minus 190 to make the playoffs, despite being 0-2. Is that a wager that you're even entertaining? I ask that because it's very difficult for me to envision in what's probably Travis Kelce's last year in the NFL. With the Mahomes magic and the ratings and T-Swift and all that comes with Kansas City. Are they really going to miss the playoffs? Like, I guess that's my question. Are you really going to bet the no on Kansas City to miss the playoffs right now?
Okay, let's go through this quickly. AFC East, are the Bills the only team that makes the playoffs in that division? I say yes. What say you?
Yeah, that's it. Just one.
AFC North, Ravens are winning it. But you have the Bengals 2-0, Steelers 1-1. Will either the Bengals or the Steelers make the wild card?
Let's give them two teams.
Two teams, okay.
The division, yeah.
Sure. So now we've got three with half the divisions. AFC South. What is
one.
This?
Probably one.
You're just saying one. Okay, not Jaguars. Probably right. So if that's the case, now we've got four spots locked up. That leaves three for the West, which means it's a guarantee. It doesn't matter what happened. They're guaranteed to make it. Raiders
well,
are going to
fall
also, off.
Remember this number, and I want to preface this with how adamant we are that we should not be laying 190 every day. It's a rare occasion for me personally. But somebody will say, oh, the BetSwitz guys are talking about laying 190. There's a caveat to this. Number one, you get one of the best players in the history of the league on your side in Mahomes, and you have this love that the league has for this team. Mm-hmm. Number two, the market on this before the season, Kansas City was minus 700 to make the playoffs. We weren't telling you to bet minus 700, but in two games, they've gone from minus 700 to minus 190. That's a bargain. This is a bargain on Kansas City.
And you can't push it anymore because the Giants are next and they're winning that game. Or are they?
I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose to Russ and the Giants. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. But I was just saying, like, this is the point. This is why we talk about futures during the week. Like, okay, we think there's a buy point right now, and this could be your only chance to get them at this price all season long. That's why we're suggesting it. It is six points. Couple 6.5s. There's a 5.5 available, but let's call it 6 Kansas City road favorites Sunday night at the G-Men. I don't know if Worthy's going to be out there, money, but he could.
Yeah, what's the money line price in the game? I mean, it's got to be Kansas City minus 300. So, you know, I feel like it's a very similar type wager where you're betting the Chiefs to either win on the money line or you're betting them to make the playoffs at minus 190. Like, that's the way I... Yeah, okay, close enough. So Would you rather lay the Chiefs on the money line at minus 275 or the Chiefs to make the playoffs at minus 190? There are similar strategies at play here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, playoffs. It's not a bad look. Not a bad look. Good point on the price difference, $7 down to basically $2. So that's a decent look as well. The Colts are the favorite, but they're not an odds-on favorite. When it comes to the division, Texans with an 0-2 start, man. That is the team 2 weeks ago. Oh, well, don't love the Texans, but it's Texans by default. And then the backup pick was the Jaguars. Nobody, and I mean nobody, was on the Colts. And now it's, Daniel Jones did it again. Maybe this is like the Sam Darnold situation a year ago. And the coach just... Offensively, they have a great season. Look at the impact we're seeing out of rookie tight end Tyler Warren. Rookie tight ends don't do this. This is why a tight end has never won the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the history of the league, because you don't see this impact. There's usually a big learning curve. It takes until year two, usually, when you see that impact from that position. Well, we're seeing it immediately from Warren, who was definitely the best tight end in college football with what he did at Penn State. Any thoughts on the South? Yes, we agree that the Colts should be favored, but I'm not telling you to go place that wager. I don't trust the Texans at all. I should probably be more in on the Colts, but I still think the Jaguars are just going to be a team that improves as the season moves on.
You've just finally seen the blueprint and the foundation come to fruition for Shane Steichen. You know, his first year, the Colts go 9-8. It's not his team. It's not his personality, not his style. Last year, they had a bunch of issues at quarterback. I mean, they were still trotting out Anthony Richardson at quarterback. And he definitely got in somebody's ear and said, this ain't it. So we need a quarterback that can be accurate, that can actually, here's an idea, scan the field and deliver the ball. I mean, he was trying, but it wasn't his idea to start Anthony Richardson. That's an organizational decision. So it's very obvious what happened to me. He sat down with brass and said, look, this is not going to work. Get me a quarterback that can actually hit an open target and watch what we can do. And Daniel Jones isn't going to make Pro Bowls and he's not going to win MVPs, but he can hit an open receiver. And Anthony Richardson could not do that. So what they've done, When Steichen got there, their O-line was good. Now it's great. And they have one of the elite backs in the league in Jonathan Taylor. And you just need a quarterback that can provide balance by hitting receivers. It's not about throwing 50-yard passes for touchdowns. It's about allowing the run game to cook. And what you need to do that is a quarterback that can make a throw, that can hit an open target. They didn't have that at all last year and still won 8 games. So here you go. Yep. Got a veteran quarterback that can make throws. It changes the entire offense. This is a Shane Steichen team, and I believe
on
it.
The, On the other side, Gertz has some waiver wire tips for tonight. Get those selections in. And also, we'll hear from you. We got voicemails that were left over the weekend. I've not heard them. Can't wait to hear them. Joe O, Sammy P, Will Brinson, top of the hour as well. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Looking forward to this. Entering week number 3 in the NFL. We'll get Gertz's waiver wire thoughts. We have voicemails. And we'll hear from some people that hit some big time parlays over the weekend, Sam. The people are getting into it. That's what I love. We need more interaction with the people. Make sure it's not just us talking to each other every day.
Who was that? I have no idea who that was coming back.
I think that I'm guessing that's a teaser from an upcoming clip. That's okay. My guess on what that
no
is.
Idea who that was. And I noticed everybody's being very secretive about who this is. Okay, Paul says it's our first voicemail. Got it. All right, so hearing that, I'm intrigued. I didn't know the order of the segment. I mean, kind of, because I really want to pay this off ASAP. Maybe I'll save this during lightning bets. I have a list of all the channels that you have to watch every college football game, and it makes me sick. But I can save that. Like this clip has me very interested in what we're going to hear on the voicemail side of things. I'll speak for myself. I'm very intrigued.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell people exactly how they can leave a voicemail? And it can be any time. We're going to get to it. If it's airable, if it's entertaining, we will make sure that it hits the airwaves.
I literally just pulled my phone out. I don't need my readers or my flashlight. I got to the BetMGM network. And if you go right here, see that orange button that says listen live? I'm going to zoom out a little bit. There's a microphone button. And all you do is tap that little microphone button. And it says right here, tap the microphone icon to record a message for the BetMGM network. Maybe I've left one before that didn't make the air. I can't believe Paul deleted that voicemail, by the way. I thought it was voicemail
gold. Oh, yeah. I do believe that he put an X on it. And me in my producing days, I put my producer hat on for a second, and I would have done the exact same thing. Like, no, that's a no-go, especially in 2025. But the deleting thing was a little disappointing.
So it's that simple. You go to the Odyssey app, you find the BetMGM network, hit the microphone. I actually thought I only had one take to rip that voicemail, which was one take, Charlie. I mean, I'm a pro, if anything. Oh, and I felt very good about it. And then it said, would you like to listen back? So you get to listen back, and if you don't like it, you can re-record. Now, I didn't listen back. I just shipped because I knew it was gold.
I know you didn't listen back.
So I just ripped it, and then it said, would you like to hear this back? And it gives you a nice little play button, and you can scroll. And if you're satisfied with your voicemail, because some people are nervous about, oh, well, what if I mess up? It's okay. You have an edit button. You don't have to submit. It's not like you're calling and there's a beep. You get to record, and then it basically asks you, are you satisfied with the message? So don't be scared. Just let it rip. And if you're not happy with it, you can let it rip again and again and again until you're ready to submit.
That was my guy, Mike North, back in the day when I was producing for him. He would never read a commercial twice. If he had to record a commercial, it was one time. And that was it. And he was going to be screaming, you're my guy! The whole time. And then it would air a million times. I don't know. I would need, like, are you sure it's okay? Are you sure it's good? Like, nope. He's like, okay, we're done. Next one. Let's go make some more money.
We got to get North on the show. North is killing it, by the way, in the Chicago media contest. He's in second place, I think, right now. You don't want to get North on the show?
No, the only issue is he's employed by an Odyssey competitor, so I don't know if that would fly.
Oh, that's right. I had him on Chicken Dinner a couple years ago. He was a hoot, man. He was a hoot.
Oh, yeah. He would 100% come on. He'd love to come on the show. I just don't know, you know.
Damn,
it's weird.
That's right.
Nowadays.
Logistics of radio. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go right to the voicemails then. We'll get to a listener parlay. Tecmo had hit another one. He's hit a bunch that we've talked about. We'll get to Gertz in a moment. But we've got Austin from Missouri checking in. Play Austin's voicemail.
Hey, Austin coming here from Missouri. Okay, quick message, shout out Shammy P, Joe O, all of you. My brother calls me, he says, I need a pick six lineup for tonight. And I told my brother, I'm not a sucker, I don't do those. I listen to the Sharps on Bet Sweats. And I said, but hold on, they're about to do the room segment. I'll get back to you in a minute. Listen to him. Bam, six pick parlay from Fading the Room. Come on, if you ain't listened to Bet Sweats, what are you doing? There better be some more entertaining calls on here, or I'm going to come back every week and give you the smoke. The smoke. All of it. Come on, baby. It's a war tonight.
Well done. Good I like
job.
That one.
Good job, Austin.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time hearing it, but it's fine. A little faint.
No. Speak very up. Good. Kay Hilmer's shared his Friday feels. Like, my concern on Friday feels was exactly what we ended up seeing. Favorite. Kay Homer's checked in as well.
Joe, Sammy, Paul, Jake, good morning. Happy Friday. It's Kay Homer checking in again. I know you guys do your Friday feels segment, and I wanted to share my Friday feels. My Friday feels is that the Packers are going to be the Ramley of last year, and we're all going to lose a lot of money trying to bet against this team because the market is not valuing them correctly. And, I guess I'm ready to lose a lot of money trying to figure out whether this team is as elite as it's shown the first couple weeks. But shutting down two of the best offenses in the NFC the first couple weeks, hard to argue to start. It's only two games, but going to be hard to top that to start. So I hate Jerry Jones and I hate the Packers.
There Thanks, Gay Hamlers. There are teams that I am looking at and saying, oh, they're a fraud. I'm going to fade them. Can't wait to fade them. Give me more opportunities to fade them. I don't know that I'm going to be there with Green Bay because the market is already screaming Super Bowl contender, top four team in the league, and I'm not going to fight that. How about you?
I would bet Cleveland on Sunday. Give me that ugly dog. Yeah, Cleveland's getting eight at home against Green Bay. Yeah. Green Bay's an 8-point favorite on the road now.
Yeah, I know.
You know what to do. You know what to do. All right, we get to Friday, and Paul says, I got the five room bets for the NFL.
It's the Packers. 100% they're on it.
You know they're on it. Oh, now they're going to the Super Bowl. It's decided.
Yeah.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
All right. You're right. Bounce back, and their defense has been fine. Myles Garrett is awesome. He's not the favorite for DPOY, but he should be. He should be for sure.
I agree.
Tecmo checks in on X, bet_sweats, by the way. Morning, guys. Wouldn't be sweating these bets, but with Kittle down and Brock hurting, the sweat is on. He was talking about that Niners money line play. That was the last leg of a 17 parlay. They were a short 3-point favorite, but it got home. So paying that off from Tecmo. Good job, Tecmo. Moneyline parlays. We need to join this party. We've been missing out, man.
Hey, man, good hit by him. And to need Mac Jones to get you in the door and stamp the approval there, get paid. Look at that. Nice seven-legger. So he had Philadelphia, Arizona, Cincinnati, San Francisco. He double dipped on San Fran. He did San Fran against Seattle and then opened it up to do San Fran against New Orleans, Wisconsin in college football, Michigan State in college football. So he hits them, gets them done. He hit a 7-teamer, an 11-teamer, and a 5-teamer. But he was right. Go against Spencer Rattler and you'll be okay.
He was okay. He was a little concerned with all the injuries, and I understand why with all that hanging balance, but very good job. Warner with the big play there at the end of the game. Niners win, Niners cover. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats. It's a Tuesday, so it's waiver wire night in fantasy football land, and we bring in our guy, Gertch. He's got some ideas for you to submit for tonight. What you got, Gertch?
Good morning, guys. All right, so waiver wire ahead of week three, and we are already pretty thin out there on the waiver wire. Not a bunch of studs that you really want to go out and spend a ton of fab on, but maybe have some injury concerns on your lineup, something like that. But starting with wide receiver, Troy Franklin of the Denver Broncos. Huge game last week against the Indianapolis Colts. 8 catches, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Only 4% rostered on Yahoo. He will be the number one waiver ad of the entire week. Much to my chagrin, because I have Cortland Sutton on my team, coming off a one-catch performance. But anyways, I digress. Troy Franklin, go out and get it. Elsewhere, let's go to Alec Iomanner of the Tennessee Titans, coming off of a 4-catch game, 56 yards and a touchdown, only 8% roster. They will be getting the Colts and the Houston Texans defense over the next 2 weeks for the Titans. So check out Iomanner, see if he's on your waiver wire. Elsewhere, how about old man DeAndre Hopkins for the Baltimore Ravens? Only 2 targets, 2 catches, but he did have the 1 touchdown. It's really hard to trust any Ravens wide receivers week to week, but if you need a spot start, maybe you can throw in Hopkins and he can get another touchdown for you. Dontavian Wicks, if you want to play Packers wide receiver roulette, he is only 1% rostered on Yahoo. You don't necessarily want a bunch of this Packers passing game in your lineup week to week. So again, I call it Packers wide receiver roulette. You might be able to hit a touchdown here or there. Quarterback Bryce Young, coming off of a 24-point fantasy performance, 328 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just to circle back really quickly from last week, just to make sure these guys are not on your wire. If they are, you got to go get them. Quinshon Judkins for the Cleveland Browns, Trey Benson for the Arizona Cardinals, and Bill Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt for the Washington Commanders.
I saw his limited snaps. Do you think Judkins is the guy now that he's back in the fold?
I think so. Yeah, he looked pretty good in the touches that I think that he got this past week. I think it was 10 touches for Judkins this last week. He's the best running back on that roster. He will overtake RB1 duties for them coming up and throughout these next few weeks. And Browns love to run the ball. Get him on your team.
NFL insider Will Brinson, he's got bets for you to share. He joins us next from CBS Sports. Joe O, Sammy P, this is the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.